reaching out. It's not getting into people's faces. It's just having a conversation with them. I think that's where it all starts, to put a face on it, so to speak, of what this means. And, you know, a lot of people, they're not bad people. They just haven't had the experience of talking with a child with gender dysphoria, or their parents or aunts or uncles or whatever. And they're normal kids. They just have a different diagnosis. When you do the research, when I did the research, I came to the conclusion that I can't support banning healthcare for children with gender dysphoria.